We kept trumpeting and crowing about, well, two sites support our format, right? As if the web is homeopathic, and if you have 0.1% of websites adopt your technology, suddenly that counts as success. It doesn't. It wasn't good enough. And yet we never reflected on ourselves and said, you know what? This isn't a technology problem. We are not going to come up with a protocol or a format that digs our way out of this. And that was a hard lesson to learn because I wanted to believe that. Wasn't that what we had done in the first place? Is that how we made all this social web stuff happen? The answer is no. We didn't even know why we'd succeeded in the first place, so of course we didn't understand why we started to lose. Open isn't enough. This became very clear to me, I guess 5 or 6 years ago when smartphones started catching on and eventually passed the sales of laptops and other computers. For 20 years as a geek, I'd been, you know, first reading in print magazines back in those sort of thing, and then online, that this was going to be the year of desktop Linux. This was going to be the year of desktop Unix. I know the, like, the folks with the gray beards remember this. Like, they would say every year, this is going to be the year. And then it happened. The best-selling computers are the ones in our pockets, and they run a BSD or they run Linux. They have some open-source kernel. And so Microsoft was, in the popular imagination, displaced. Microsoft Windows was no longer the enemy that we were going after because we all had these open-source phones in our pockets, open-source to an approximation. And yet, we were more locked in. What we had thought was lock-in was this evil disease, this infection, and we are going to prescribe the antibiotic of an open-source operating system, and that will cure it. But just like this is happening in the real world, it doesn't necessarily cure it. Sometimes it breeds a bacteria that is more resilient, that we don't know how to cure. The GPL and the other open licenses did not cure lock-in. They made it more virulent. And now we're reckoning with that because we thought, gosh, that had to work, right? So open is not enough. In short, for those of us that tried to create the social web with a certain set of values and with an ethos, failed. So it's about 9:30 in the morning and we're at failure, right? Are we ready to go up from here? I think we have to make our way out of this. I think we have to start from the fundamentals. We start with what somebody wants when they use social networks, when they use the social web. What are the things they're looking for? That person who goes and shares a photo, she is looking for connection. She is looking for the ability to share something with the people she cares about or discover others that share her interests. She's looking at a very fundamental level for human connection. She wants to learn and share what she's learned. These things haven't changed. These values haven't changed. What's drifted is the economic systems and the business systems being built around it that don't have that as their first and highest priority. And I do want to dwell a bit on the economics of this. Remember I said we used to be able to post links and then link spam came along? Why did that happen? Well, I think it's a very clear point where this shifted. We were very excited about Google and PageRank coming along at the end of the last century. And AdWords and AdSense were introduced. And they've been very powerful and valuable to the web. I'm not criticizing them. But what happened was a link started to have not just editorial value, not just artistic value, but economic value. A link suddenly was this economic unit that could confer PageRank that had a monetary value to people. And so it was corrupted. A link was no longer just, I think you should read this. A link was a vote for, these people should be able to profit or have a different price for the ads that they buy. Now today, when we click a like on Facebook or Instagram or we heart something on Tumblr or on Twitter, we do that because we like it, right? But what's coming? Like spam, right? Like engine optimization. There's no question that's going to happen. It has economic value already. People are buying ads on these networks.